New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo.
New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello, Tyler.
Hello.
You're a little bit crook this morning.
Yeah, a bit snotty.
Under the weather.
I'm blaming my partner Marcus for this.
Yeah, right.
He was crook through the week, and I was like, stay the heck away from me.
Yeah.
And then it hit me yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no.
She's snotty. It's fine. I'm good.
Sort of.
Kinda.
Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. No snottiness over here.
Did everyone have a good weekend? What did you do, Tyler, first of all?
I literally did Sweet FA.
Yeah, right.
It was really good. And then had Massa Madre for dinner last night on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped feta, good. So much garlic. So now a reek of garlic.
Well, you know, there's positives to everything.
It's good. I don't mind. It's going to help this snottiness.
And what about yourself, Jess? What did you get up to?
Not much. Went and saw the Knights yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Up the Knights.
Yeah.
Had a little win. That was good.
Such a good feeling in the stadium. Thank goodness.
Nice one. Nice one. And good vibes out there because it was weird weather, wasn't it? It's like, is this going to rain? I don't know.
Yeah, we had dinner at Dicko Park, up the top there, and I was like, we are going to get rained on here. But it was nice.
Really strange.
It was actually
quite
nice, though. It wasn't, like, fresh or anything.
Yeah, cool sort of.
It was enjoyable.
Cool vibes. Very good. Well, excellent. Final round. We'll get into the show now, though, as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, of course, the election result is the big news of the day. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so as we've all probably heard, that Labor has won overall. So we do have a new premier today, a new party. Labor won on Saturday night. They won with a majority government. We didn't know if it was going to be a minority or if it was going to be hung or what it was going to be. So they had an absolute clean sweep.
Yeah, I'm surprised we got a result so quick. I was not expecting
expecting
to get it on Saturday night.
It was very, very quick. There were so many seats across the state that just very quickly became Labor territory. Like, the Liberal vote dropped in quite a number of seats, including here in the Hunter. So we had no changes. Really, all of the MPs who were in before are back in out of, like, the 9 sort of electorates that affect us here. So Newcastle, Wallsend, Charlestown, Swansea, Port Stephens, Cessnock, all stayed. Labor, Upper Hunter is the only one that no one wants to call yet. It's still a bit too close. Of course, it took in like parts of Maitland this time, which are Labor territory. So the results are just a little bit too close, but they stopped counting votes at 10:30 on Saturday night and they'll start counting again today.
Lazy.
Keep it
what
going.
What else have they got to do on a Sunday? Yeah, they're being paid.
Have a day off.
Well, here's the thing, right? When I did it, I thought, Jesus, this whole system's very antiquated, isn't it? It's like, do I need to write in on my penny farthing before I, like, you know, draw numbers on the paper? Like, put that thing on the phone already, can they?
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
True.
I reckon just doing it pen and paper is the most, like, clear way to do it. There have been problems with iVote before where it's stuffed up and everyone's had to go back and vote again.
You can never trust the internet.
Yeah, nah.
It's
really?
Always going to drop out. There's something, there's always going to be some kind of, look at, like, nah.
See, when I did it, I was like, how can I trust this barrel lady?
Oh, for goodness
you know, like,
sake.
She's she's 100 years old.
Shut up.
Can she even read what numbers I put on what line?
Yes, I bet you she could.
Well, I wasn't sure.
Anyway, we're moving on now because the Knights took out a very big win yesterday, Jess.
Yes, they did. So finally, after losing their last 6 home games, they finally won one yesterday, their second win of the season. The first half looked a little bit sloppy.
Oh, dismal. I walked away thinking we were going to cop a loss.
Like, everyone just kept dropping the ball. I was like, is it slippery? What is going on?
is it slippery? Is that ever happened?
So
like, do they ever butter up a ball? Has that ever happened?
I don't know.
Don't think so. No,
probably
that would,
not.
You'd get in trouble for that.
Surely.
Exactly.
What have you got in your pocket there? Stick of butter?
None of your beeswax.
For the second half, we did come back firing, so we managed to win 24-14, which is great news, particularly since we still don't have some of those really big players. So,
do we have an update on Ponga's scan results?
No, overseas. So he went to Canada on Friday, right. So I don't, to our knowledge, nothing has happened yet.
Got
you. They'll tell us when they want to, I guess.
Yeah.
Guess it's up to them, really, isn't it?
Yep.
Tyler, woof, there's a big old sinkhole opening up at Wall's End.
And now this is the first time that it's happened, right?
No, there's been a few over the journey.
Yeah.
But this latest one, they've set up a 200-metre exclusion zone.
Holy heck.
Which, sort of outside the Wall's End Diggers Sports Club.
Yes, because it kind of hit their green, didn't it?
Yeah, that's part of it. I think it's Fogo Street it's pronounced.
Yep.
That's where it's happened. And, there's no reports of injuries or residential, buildings or anything.
Damage.
With structural damage. But the subsidence, it's, growing. So, of course, everyone's worried. How big is this going to get? There's no info even on how deep it is at this point.
Imagine. Oh, my God. Imagine just, taking the dogs for a walk.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the ground just caves in under you and there's a giant 100-metre sinkhole.
I don't think it's that deep at this point.
No, but isn't it 100 square metres that big?
Well, no, I don't think
it's...
Oh,
is that just the
that's the
zone
area
they've closed off.
Did you think
when they said it on the news the other day that's how big the space had been blocked off. I just assumed that's how big the sinkhole was.
No, I think they probably put a bit extra around.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So they said at one point, right, this is... pretty interesting. It's sinking at a rate of 8 millimetres. That's not very much, but in every hour and a half. So it's
over a couple of days.
It's going down, down, down.
Oh my God.
I mean.
And oh my God. I just can't fathom. Imagine falling into one of these things.
Yeah, because sometimes they do just open up a lot faster than that.
8 mils manageable.
Out of that. It's not as bad as you think.
But imagine if one, the way I'm picturing it, it just goes, phoom.
Yeah, right.
And you're gone.
Don't know if we've had any of those ones around here, but you got to be aware because, God, there's been a few of them. And at Wall's End, it seems. Seems like the capital of them for Newcastle.
I know.
Anyway, be alert, not alarmed. And if you get
be alert.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep an eye out for sinkholes.
That's the top tip here.
UFM.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome if you're just joining us. Up next on the show... The dumb things you've done while you were drunk.
Oh, yes.
We had some gems on Friday's show, and we'll get into that in just a few minutes. What did you do embarrassing while you were drunk?
Have you done anything?
Yeah, my absolute lowest of low. I think I was 19, maybe 20 years of age, and chucked up in a taxi.
Oh, that's
in a taxi.
Did you clean it up?
Yeah, and also paid full cleaning fee and a tip because I felt so mad and embarrassed.
So you should.
My lowest point of all time.
Old friend of the show, producer Jackson, listening in all the way from LA, has texted
in
saying, I was drunk with a mate at Kinga's one night and he was pushing me in a trolley, and I got slow hit by a taxi. That was my drunk, embarrassing behaviour. I no longer drink.
In a trolley.
Imagine getting hit whilst in a trolley by a taxi.
Well, the taxi would be like, oh, my God, what have I done as well?
Well, also, too, if I was a taxi driver, I'd be like, I'm going to slow hit this idiot so he gets out of my way.
Get off the road.
We've got Shelley in Maryland on 4967-4105. Hey, Shelley.
Hello. How are you going this morning?
Very well, thank you. Now tell us, what embarrassing thing have you done while drunk?
I'm throwing my hubby under the bus here.
Good.
Do it.
Permission. All good. So quite a few years back, we were invited to a 30th birthday party. It was a home party. Dress-up theme was Moo Moo, which has no relevance whatsoever.
That's the best theme, though.
That's funny.
Boys and girls all in Moo Moos. So one of my girlfriends had made some pretty potent Jell-O shots in the little plastic cups.
Delicious.
And so they were all hanging about. And... Hubby's got the absinthe out and he said, who wants to chase the dragon? I don't know if you've ever heard of what that is.
Yep.
You'd grate the sugar cube over the top of the shot of absinthe.
And away you go.
Light it on fire.
Yeah.
And, so my hubby proceeded to do that after a few Jell-O shots.
And what happened?
Oh, well, he kept pouring the absinthe and it kept pouring all over the table. And then he went to light a shot glass up and set the whole table on fire.
No.
And the yellow shots were forever melted into the tabletop.
Oh, lit the whole place on fire.
That'll do it.
That's embarrassing. Now, the other day, Crevo, my partner Marcus, sent me a screenshot of an article of some song lyrics that people have had tattooed on them in the past. And then he asked me, what's a lyric you would get tattooed? And I was like, I don't know, what about you? And he responded with this.
Whoop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-scoop-dee-whoop.
What a jam.
Not sure life can go on normally for us, but that's a separate conversation for a separate time. But we want to know on 4967 4105, what's a lyric you would get tattooed? Crevo, do you have one?
Yeah, I had to think about it while we were playing the song there, and I think this is it for me.
When the pimp's in the crib, mine, drop it like it's hot.
That's spelled H-A-W-T, I can only assume.
And where would you get it tattooed?
Oh, I don't know, probably lower leg, upper thigh maybe.
Tramp stamp?
Drop it like it's hot.
Tramp stamp, I think, is a good spot.
Definitely,
for you.
With a hibiscus flower next to
it. Oh, yes, so on trend.
Classy, right?
Let's go to Brock in Maitland. Hi, Brock.
Hey, how you going?
Good. Now tell us, what's a lyric you would get tattooed?
I jumped the gun there a little bit. I actually tattooed a lyric on my own leg.
Yeah.
One night after midnight with the boys.
Did you?
On the lamp of God.
What is it?
It says ghost walking in the aftermath. It's my entire calf muscle.
Oh, my God. That's quite big and intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it's intense when you learn how to do it off YouTube when you're drunk.
Oh, mate.
Please send pictures of this at the Novos _.
Yeah, we want to see them. And then, if with your permission, we'll show the rest of Newcastle. But also, how do you go about explaining this tattoo to people when they ask about it, Brock?
I just say it seemed like a good idea at the time.
You got a partner, Brock?
Yeah, I do.
What do they think of it?
Not so good.
They absolutely love it deep down.
And also, too, no regrets at all.
No regrets. You know what, Brock? Just for that, I think you win a prize.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
All right, here we go. This is, of course, our competition to see who's the best at figuring out theme stuff, isn't it?
Theme stuff.
Yeah, we do. That's, we say three things, and then you've got to find out what the theme is between them.
Yeah, prize stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Prize is pretty good today, right, Tyler?
Yes, 2 tickets to the screening of Rocky Horror Show at Event Cinemas in Katara. So this is live at the Sydney Theatre Royal, but it's being broadcast right here in Newcastle, so you don't need to drive down the M1.
Oh.
You don't need to book accommodation. You don't need to blow money on fuel.
Parking, all the rest of it.
It's right here in Newcastle, the exact same show that you would see in Sydney, but from the comfort of our very own backyard. If you want to go along to see the Rocky Horror Show this Thursday night at Event Cinemas, call now on 4967 4105. We've got free tickets.
Yeah, and all you have to do is be better than the other person at 3 of a Kind.
That's it.
We'll play it in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
Yeah, that's right. This is, of course, our little game where we throw you three things and you have to figure out what the theme is. If you're the fastest at it and the best at it, you score yourself an awesome prize.
Yeah, we will hook you up with 2 tickets to the screening of Rocky Horror Show at Event Cinemas in Katara. So this, it'll be played out live at the Sydney Theatre Royal, broadcast right here at Event Cinemas in Katara. So that just saves you the time driving down to Sydney.
Oh, the parking's easy. You're in the comfort of a cinema chair, have a little popcorn.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
So good. So if you want to go along to that on Thursday night, just win.
Exactly. Very simple. Let's meet our contestants for this morning.
Our runner-up from last week is Eliza in Cardiff. Good morning.
Morning.
You ready to win today, Eliza?
Oh, hopefully.
Yeah,
brilliant.
You got this.
You sound like you're ready.
Yeah.
Nice one. Okay, well, we've also got Brooke in Curry. How you doing?
I'm sensational. How are you?
Yes, me too. It's a Monday. Up and about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are you up to right now, Brooke?
Just chilling.
Just chilling. Yeah, that's the way.
That sounds nice. Shall we test everyone's buzzers? Let's go with Brooke first.
Brooke.
Nice.
Good one.
Eliza.
Eliza.
Solid.
Ready to go. Let's do our first one, please, Tyler.
Okay. You ready? Dough Heads, Krispy Kreme, Donut King.
Eliza.
Eliza, hit us.
Donuts.
Yeah, that is... More information, please.
Donut brand.
We're doing it. We're going to Brooke.
We'll give Brooke a go.
Brooke, what is it?
Donut shop.
That is correct. Sorry, that's what we were after. That goes to Brooke. 1 point.
Next one.
Here we go.
Dory, Snapper, Tuna.
Brooke.
Hit us, Brooke.
Fish.
Indeed.
That it is, which means you're our winner. Well done. You're off to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right here at Event Cinema Zingatara, the local version.
This is the best day of my life.
So glad we could make your day. Just a simple win, which you put all the work in for, Brooke. And we've made the best day of your life happen. I'm so stoked to be a part of that.
That's right.
It's only early, too.
It is only early.
The world is your oyster today. Brooke, Eliza, can we get you back again tomorrow for another crack at it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Winners all round. What a great morning. You're waking up with the Novo's new FM.
Now, very sad news for a man over in the UK, Crevo. His name is Stan, who lost his dad a couple of years ago.
That's sad to hear.
And he'd been working on getting his stepmom to allow him to take his dad out on an adventure day.
Like, so this is the dad is...
in a box.
Right. Ashes. In a little urn or something, maybe.
Yeah, he planned this busy day out at Southend in Essex to take his dad's ashes onto all the pleasure rides, like the Dodgems and stuff, right?
Because those kind of old school theme parks near the beach are big in the UK.
They're pretty cool.
Because the beaches are usually too
rubbish.
Cold. And rainy.
And rocky.
So people go to the beach and then do something nearby.
But they don't get in.
Yeah.
But poor Stan got a bit sidetracked, and after meeting up with a group of old friends, he ended up on a 9-hour bender after going to these amusement parks.
Yeah.
And then the unfathomable happened. Take a listen.
This is a picture of me and my dad. He died in 2011, and my stepmom keeps the ashes here. It would be funny to be like, day at the beach with my dad, and then put him in the Dodgem cars, and then go on the big wheel, and I got really drunk, and I've lost the ashes. So if anyone's found any ashes, I'm being serious, I've lost my dead dad.
I've lost my dead dad.
Also,
it's one thing and awfully sad.
Took him on the big wheel. You're in the Ferris wheel, mate.
It's one thing to awfully lose a family member.
I shouldn't be laughing, but it's so funny.
But then to lose them when they're dead a second time? You can't make this up. You can't script this.
You can imagine after a bender, he gets home, right? Got my keys, got my wallet, yep. That's everything. Oh, wait.
Lost my dead dad.
Lost him.
Oh, and then obviously he has to then break it to his stepmom, who is not happy.
Are you ready to see the funny side yet?
Not really, no. You had them asking for 12 years. I told you not to take them to the seafront. All you had to do is do things on TikTok, and now you...
Anyway, she's gone mad. But
told you not to take him to the seaside.
In Stan's defence, though, he was carrying his dead dad around in a Tesco bag, so it was safe and secure, right? But then 11 pints later, he ended up at his stepmum's house completely empty-handed. Oh, no dead dad
no
in the
Tesco bag.
But thankfully, after going back to all the pubs, backtracking, following all of his steps from the day before from what he can remember,
yeah,
no pubs are like, no, mate, we don't have ashes here. We don't have your dead dad. Like, carry on, move along. Go and try the other 10 pubs that you went to.
Yeah.
He put it on TikTok, pleading for people to try and help him find his dead dad. It ended up sitting on his bin out front. The garbo found it.
Oh, my God.
And some miraculously, without the Tesco bag, though,
they knew.
The little box of ashes ended up on their front porch.
Isn't that a miracle?
How can one go, oh, yeah, I know who that bloke is. I'm just going to go and deliver it back to his old house?
Seen it on TikTok.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Crevo, it is back. Trivia check again after 7 o'clock this morning with 450 up for grabs.
How good's that? Just one question. You answer that right, 450 slides right into your hand.
Let's
instantly.
Do a test run now. I'll ask you a question.
Okay. Here we go.
What day is it?
Monday.
450 is yours. See?
Holy dolly, that's easy.
Holy dolly.
Yeah. Doesn't get any simpler than that. If you like free money, hang around is what we'll say.
Yep.
Next, though, roof disasters is the area we move into. If you had one, if you got a story about one, we'd like to get them on the air soon. And that massive storm at the end of last week.
Yeah.
God, it was huge. And a lot of places actually copped a bit of, like, mini flooding.
It was pretty scary. I wondered that if anyone was going to cop, like, any flood damage.
Yeah, so Thursday evening, Jules Tavern.
Yeah.
There's all the punters are in there just having schooners and having a good time. And suddenly, the place was inundated with water. It's all over the floor, right, where you order your beers and stuff.
What was coming through the roof?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not ideal.
Not ideal at a pub either.
Nah.
Because that's the one place you retreat to when your house has got flood damage.
Yeah, or, like, you know, you just want to get out the storm. You need an excuse for a pint.
Or just on a Thursday arvo.
Exactly. So, of course, what I want to do here, 4967-4105, roof disaster stories. Because can you imagine the cleanup? You got to get that pub carpet cleaned again. That needs like a special shampooing, and you got to like vacuum all that water out or scrape it out.
It is a nightmare. Water is a nightmare to clean up. You're right.
Just an absolute disaster. When have they collapsed? Perhaps
have you fallen off one?
Yeah, even the leaks themselves, because that can be such a pain as well.
Yep.
Like you get the broken tiles, or you know that you can't find the leak, that kind of thing.
Yep.
4967-4105. We want your roof disaster stories.
My little brother fell off a roof.
Did he?
Well, my idiot brothers would just think it'd be fun just to get up on the roof, like just for the sake of getting up there. And one day, it had been wet. We had a tin roof.
Yeah.
He slid off.
Because they get so slippery.
And we just stood there and watched him. And we're like, you're an idiot. I think he broke his foot or something.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did
That's your own fault. That'll learn ya.
That'll learn ya.
4967-4105. Call through and let us know of any roof disaster you've encountered, you've witnessed.
Around Newcastle.
And we will hook you up with two tickets to the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park in Newcastle. Kicks off this week, the brand new production, The Party. These tickets are worth a bit, Creeper. I think they're about $80 each. So that's $160.
Yeah.
But the free tickets coming your way if you just share some hilarious or disastrous stories about a roof disaster.
Yeah, roof situations. Now, that Spiegel Tent's so good.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It's such a good event. Like, you want to get along to this.
Yep.
4967-4105 with your roof disaster stories on the air next, New FM. And roof disasters is what we're after here. Your stories, 4967-4105 if you want to join the show. My dad, being a builder, did a lot of roof work, a lot of fixing, that sort of thing. One time he went up doing like a small roof repair, and he went up an old wooden ladder. Now, these things obviously, like,
not reliable.
Well, you say that, but then it's like, this thing's 50 years old. It's been had been climbed up for 50 years. Yeah. Maybe it's fine.
True.
That was not the time it was fine. It had rotted. And he's like, the first rung broke, and it broke and broke and broke all the way down. And he had a cut from his hip all the way to his knee.
Oh my God.
30 something stitches. It looked like
he sliced his whole
leg open.
Quad open.
Yep.
Holy hecka.
Roof disasters. This is all after the Jules Tavern. Unfortunately, big old flood situation.
Yeah, we had a lot of rain last week, didn't we?
A lot of rain in the back end of last week.
Let's go to Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning.
Now tell us about your roof disaster. Did you witness it? Were you a part of it? What happened?
Well, it was actually works roof disaster at Westfield Katara. We're on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
So it wasn't this storm, but another huge storm we had. The whole roof leaked, and we had to write off about 85% of the stock.
Well, do you have any idea what the cost of that was?
Oh, crikey, in the tens of thousands.
Oh, my God.
The whole lot. Yeah, all the clothes got wet, and you can't dry them.
Nah, yeah. They stink after that, don't they? That's a lot of paperwork, isn't it?
Oh, what an absolute disaster. Did you have to fill out all the paperwork?
No, thank Christ.
Nah.
I wasn't a manager.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't get paid. That's not within my wheelhouse. I don't get paid enough for that.
I'll carry him out to the bins at the back. But that's about
all I'll do.
Done and dusted.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, here we go. $450 is what's on offer
here.
Oh,
my God.
Do you like free money?
Wouldn't this be nice? Yes.
I see what you did there. Isn't that the lotto slogan? Wouldn't it be nice?
No, that's a Cadbury. Wouldn't it be nice?
Is it?
If the world was chocolate.
Anyway, doesn't matter. All you have to do is answer one question correctly.
Yep.
And $450 instantly in your palm.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I see what you did there. Very good. Okay, here's your chance. 4967-4105. If you want to play Trivia Check, it's our little trivia game for money.
Yeah,
very
I'll
simple.
Ask you one question. You get it right, that money is yours.
That's it. It's very simple. 4967-4105. If you'd like to play Trivia Check up next.
Now, Krivo, as you know, I'm still doing my swim a day.
Yeah.
Things are starting to get a bit hairy.
Oh, dear.
Not enough.
Just shave it as well, I suggest. Anyway, we'll chat more about that next. Now, though.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, $450 on the line just for answering one question correctly. It doesn't get any easier than that to win money in all of Newcastle.
You're right, and we've given away stacks of cash on this, so it's
already.
Not like it's a ridiculous question.
No.
You're a trivia buff, you've got this in the bag.
Definitely, and that's why we keep it so simple for you.
Yeah, like you said, none of this, you know, millionaire hot seat where you got to be asked a million questions.
No, none of that.
Work smarter, not harder here.
Definitely. That's what we're all about at New FM.
Yep.
Everyone in this building is all about that.
Oh, yes.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning. Stepping up to the plate, it's Deb in Shoal Bay. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Never better. How are you? What's on for you? What did you do over the weekend?
I spent the weekend at home, went to the beach, just, yeah, lazing around. It was a great weekend.
Best kind of weekends, aren't they,
Deb? Living the best life.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Deb, are you ready for your question?
Don't get too excited.
Yes, I am.
Good, because it's coming for you. Nike was named after the Greek goddess of what?
Sport.
Is it sport, unfortunately?
No, it's not. Sport. Oh. I'm so sorry. It's victory.
Oh, damn.
I know. Indeed. Damn, indeed. But, I mean, lucky for the rest of Newcastle, Krivo, that does mean 475 up for grabs tomorrow with our trivia check. It is back up to 7, same place, same time.
Deb in Shoal Bay, though.
Unlucky.
Zero this time.
Sorry, mate.
Better luck next time. New FM.
As you know, my partner Marcus and I have been doing a swim a day. Get wet, feel good.
Yeah, this is your little mission for the year to try and, I don't know, what it's just like improve health, improve happiness, that kind of stuff. Improve your wellness.
It makes you feel good every single time.
That you do it.
Yeah, and we've been doing it since kind of the beginning of the summer.
Yeah.
So before Christmas. So I reckon...
A bit of quick maths. You'd be up to, what, 60 swims or something?
No, like 120.
Jeez, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So it's starting to get now, though, to, like, starting to cool down.
Yeah.
The weather's been pretty rough, a bit wet. Sometimes it's tough going. And you get out there, and 9 times out of 10, we're either at Bar Beach or Dixon Park, where it's... out in the, like, obviously beaches are all out in the wide open.
The ocean.
But this one is, like, it's open, it's windy, sometimes it's bloody miserable.
So, like, is your goal is to go all year, wasn't it?
Well, Marcus's is.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just keep going. I'll just do it every day.
Yeah, because he's a manly man.
I said, I'll do it until I can no longer do it.
What does that even mean?
Are you calling me a chicken? Turn this rubbish off.
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting your friends, the chickens, talk.
I just said I'd do it until it gets too cold, right? Shut it up. So now I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm not sure how much longer I can do this. Shut up. So now I need to somehow let my partner Marcus down easily on that I'm probably not going to keep doing it.
You're going to quit early.
I'm not going to quit early. I said I'd do it to April, which marks the end of this week. I'll go to the end of this week.
You're finishing it this week?
Well, yeah. I said I'd make it to
swim
April.
Swim a day for a year.
I never committed to a year. I just
I'm
said swim
sure
a day.
You did. I remember you saying, I'll do it all year.
I never said that.
It's going to be brilliant.
I've never made that promise in my life because I knew.
I'm a Merryweather fit chick.
That I would chicken out come April and want to pull the pin, which is exactly what's happened. So now I need you to help me workshop a way.
Do you want me to phone him on the show? Do you want me to let him down?
No, I just need you to help me come up with a way that I need to tell it. It needs to come from me. Because then he knows that if I get you to be my messenger, he's going to be mad.
Really?
Yeah. Because he'll just say, don't be a chicken.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what I'm saying as well. It's as if you don't even care about your health anymore. Health is important, you know.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'll still do it every now and then. I just don't want to commit every day because on Thursday, when it was torrential rain flooding around town.
You still had to swim.
The last thing I wanted to be doing with bloody lightning everywhere.
That's fine.
I was going to get electrocuted.
Did you though?
No, I didn't, but I'm coming close.
Okay.
So if I keep swimming, I could die. It's life or death now, Crevo.
That's what you want me to tell him?
Yep, that's what I'm probably going to tell him
well. We'll sort that out afterwards. I'll give him a call.
Thanks.
I don't have his number. I will then.
I'll give it
that's
to you.
That's a bit of fun.
I'll give it to you.
Excellent.
Nah, even better, let's call Markertown Woolies where he works.
Oh, yeah, that sounds...
Break it to him at work. Ruin his day.
Oh, good stuff.
I do that every other day anyway, so...
Hang on, just quickly. Do you call up the Woolies and be like, it's Tyler.
No.
Can you please put me through to Marcus?
Absolutely not. I just text him.
All right, fair enough.
Okay?
UFM.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Oh, and Crevo, road closures galore around town. Of course, Surfest is still going down around Merryweather Beach, so there are a few road closures around there. And, of course, with the sinkhole
in Wallsend,
for anyone trying to get to Fogo, Bun, Bulkara or Kokara streets around Wallsend. Jeez, those were hard ones
a bit
to
of a
say.
Mouthful.
You may not be able to access them because there's a lot going on in Wallsend with the sinkhole at the moment.
That's right. The actual road in some points was sinking, so they're like, well, you probably should be driving on that just while you look at it.
Probably.
Just check it out first at least to make sure she's all safe. Fair enough,
Which is totally fair. You don't want to be getting caught up in sinkhole business.
Certainly not. Next, though, we are discussing, of course, the artificial intelligence cameras, the new ones that are going to be coming to streets around Newcastle soon. So, of course, we've got to discuss it up next. And, Tyler, there's these new artificial intelligence cameras that they're saying can tell if a driver is drunk just by using computing power, and then it'll fine you.
Really?
Now, these things apparently, you know, they're getting trialed/rolled out. And, of course, that'll come to Newcastle. There's no doubt
eventually.
About it.
So how do they know?
Well, it uses basically the way you drive, the movements that your car is making,
thing. It doesn't have, like, one of those, like, heat cameras where it can, smell your breath.
It can't detect your breath at a distance from a camera.
Just
that's
checking.
Not possible,
okay.
Right?
Good to
but
know.
But they're saying that this obviously will, in the future, be around Newcastle and the Hunter. And I personally am suspicious of this technology.
Why so?
Because how can a camera know if you're drunk? I just don't believe...
They're robots, Crevo. They're way smarter than humans.
That's wrong. That is not true. And I'm against this, actually.
I'm not completely against it, because if it's going to get drunks off the road, I'm all for it.
Look, I'm all against drunk drivers. In fact, I have never, and I can put my hand on heart and say, driven a car whilst intoxicated at all, over the limit at all.
Never.
I never have in my life. And I think it's, you know, a terrible thing that people do. But I don't think that this technology can possibly get it 100% right.
So what? If it's going to get, if it does suspect that a person is drunk, there's a reason for it. And I think if it's going to get them off the roads, then totally.
That's wrong. Like, it has the same problems as shark nets. bycatch. Some innocent little turtles get caught up in the shark nets.
You can't bring animals into this,
and
mate.
And as a result of that, they're flapping away. They can't eat anymore and they starve to death in the shark
net. Don't bring the baby animals into this. This is about drunk drivers. What about the well-being and the safety of other people on the roads when it comes to drink drivers? They don't care for that.
I just don't believe that the artificial intelligence can 100% get it right every time. And that's what we want to put out. Let's let Newcastle and the Hunter settle this once and for all. 4967 4105, these artificial intelligence detection cameras, right or wrong for Newcastle and the Hunter?
Yeah, do you want to see them around town?
Yeah, or are you Team Tyler? You think they should be everywhere?
Totally.
Or are you Team Crevo? That I just don't believe that they are 100% accurate and therefore shouldn't be involved.
I think anything to get a drunk driver off the road. Call through with your thoughts, 4967 4105, and we could hook you up with two tickets to the Spiegel Tent going down at Civic Park in Newcastle to see the brand new production, The Party. These tickets are worth like $160.
Oh, Crevo. Great prize, just for sharing your opinion,
and
right or wrong on
a
these.
Fun night out.
Yeah, and just when you think, when you're going to call 4967 4105, think of the poor little turtle flapping away there in the shark net.
Think about the people that may be caught up in an accident because of a drunk driver as well, Crevo. Do you just hate the well-being of other people?
Do you just hate turtles?
No, I don't. This has got nothing to do with the baby turtles. Leave them out of it.
I just don't believe the robots get it right every time. Anyway, 4967 4105, we'll let you decide. New FM. And do we want the artificial intelligence drunk driving cameras in Newcastle and the Hunter is the question we're asking here. Tyler, you're all about it.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking, look, I just don't believe they can get it right 100% of the time. There's going to be people who innocently get fined and caught for not drunk driving, even though they
can just ride away.
What do you mean?
You can would be able to prove somehow.
Nah, that's the thing with robots. They don't listen to reason. And also, I just think this is a bit of revenue raising as well. Like, the government are always out for your money, looking for any way they can catch you.
No, I don't think so. I think the problem is we just have too many people that think it's fine to get behind the wheel after a few beers, and it's totally not. They're putting everyone else around town at risk.
I'm not saying drunk driving is the right thing to do. It is wrong. But I don't believe robots can get it right every time. And also, let's not forget, innocent police officers might lose their job because the robot's taken all the jobs.
I doubt that.
Let's go to the phones. Christine is first. How's Cameron Park this morning?
Pretty good. I'm just driving into town on my way to work.
Yeah, nice one. And you're not drunk, are you?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, very good. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Can these robot cameras get it right every time?
I 100% agree with you, Crevo. I don't think that the technology is in there. There's way too many variables. If people come off a night shift or anything of the above, who's to say that your body isn't making those slight little movements without you actually being aware?
Thank you.
You're not meant to, but people do drive when they've come off of night shift and they're tired and things like that. So there's too many variables, I believe, and the technology's not there.
I also think, too, that a lot of, like, whoever's behind this will be putting in a lot of research, taking in, factoring in all of these variables well, you know?
Sounds pretty rushed
to
me.
And also, true, driver fatigue, that's another problem. If you're tired, shouldn't be driving anyway.
Not always the case, though.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, one vote for me.
Let's go up next.
I like the way this is going.
Shut up. Let's go to Amanda in Aberglasen next. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Yep.
My mum was hit by a drunk driving when she was 4 years old and remained a paraplegic for the rest of her life.
See?
So that's awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
Definitely think, I mean, they might not have it right this time, but, you know, anything in that general direction to avoid those particular things from happening, I think is a great idea.
Totally. And then that's exactly my point. Anything to get these drunk drivers off the road to avoid these awful situations that these families are then put in. If this is what it takes, then I'm totally all for it.
Okay. Well, look, once again, we haven't solved it at this point, and this is the sort of debate that's going to exist around this kind of technology 100%. For a while.
100%.
But I just think you've got to have that breath testing to really know if people are drunk.
If it's going to save the lives of other people around us, Crevo, I'm all for it.
That was tough, that last call.
It was very heavy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo.
The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, yeah.
You know how we just heard from AOB after a big win from the Knights yesterday? Said something about setting up his D.
What's that all about?
What's that mean?
Setting up his what?
His D.
His D on defence, maybe?
Just checking.
Okay, good to know. And what was he punching a couple of?
Holes.
Guys.
Holes, right. Okay, just checking.
Just to clarify, you can never be too sure.
That is so true, and that's a great message for everyone.
Set up your D.
Yeah, and make sure you punch your holes. Exactly. Now, up next, a policeman caught stealing in a police station.
No.
On camera. This is a wild story.
That's naughty.
Has to be heard to be believed on the show in minutes as you wake up with the Novos.
What's the gossip on the way soon with producer Stephen? What do you got for us?
Kanye West is back. He's reactivated the socials. There's a bit to unpack here. So,
oh, dear.
Yeah, we love it when Kanye's back.
We sure do. That not too far off now, though. We moved just northwest of Newcastle to Longreach.
North?
Yeah. Just a little bit north.
Yeah.
And this story was on the Channel 7 news, right? So that means they sent out four reporters. They did, money has been spent on this story.
Taxpayers' money?
No, it's not. No, Channel 7 private organisation.
True, yeah, you're right.
Anyway, they got this story going, and I don't know, I don't really know what to think about it. I'm going to start things off by playing part of the story where we find out about a policeman who's been caught stealing inside a police station.
Police in Longreach installed cameras to catch one of their own. They say they caught a 41-year-old officer raiding the snack box. Chocolate, ice cream, soft drinks, $36 worth of treats he never ticked off on the IOU sheet.
$36 worth of snacks.
So this is, I can only imagine, maybe they got no vending machine in the cop shop, right? So they then have
an honesty box system where you go out to Woolies and then
you buy a bunch of stuff.
Buy the packets of chips and leave them there and then you pay for them as you go.
Doreen from the front counter is in charge of organising it all. And then the money's collected and buys the next lot or whatever, right? Unfortunately, though, one naughty copper has been buying, not paying.
Not putting them on tick.
That's right. Now, $36 worth, it's an amount. It's not a huge number, though. But this is what happens when a cop gets caught doing this.
Since being charged, the police officer has been stood down on full pay. He's living in a police house. The alleged $36 crime has now cost taxpayers thousands.
Now that's taxpayers' money.
It is.
Going to the wrong place.
Well, he's been charged with stealing.
For $36 worth of snacks.
Yeah, but stealing is stealing. If I went into Woolies and stole $36 out of the till, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
Tell you what else is also illegal. Buying a packet of chips and then selling each individual packet. They all specifically say on the back, not for individual sale. That's also illegal.
Well, we don't know what size packet of chips were stolen, right? But then things get wilder, right? Because the way they caught the cop stealing was not by just going, who's taking the chips? Because no one was admitting
it. Yeah, they set up a camera, didn't they?
They set up cameras, but it turns out you can't just do that.
A second investigation is now likely into the police officers who installed the cameras. They needed a warrant. They didn't have one.
If the police officers who are chasing dishonesty are in fact themselves dishonest.
Oh my God, this is just a web of mess now, isn't it?
Is there no other crimes going on in Longreach?
That's exactly what I was just thinking. Do we not have other proper real crimes that they should be attending to?
He's been charged. That means he can't, if he gets convicted, he can't be a copper anymore, I don't think. I'm not fully aware of the law, but I don't think they can have convicted thieves in them ranks.
Just let the bloke have a snack.
Well, they went out around Longreach because they needed to wrap this story up into now what is close to 2 minutes worth of news. So they decided to get some punters and see what they, the average person in Longreach thought. And this guy summed it up pretty well.
$37. I mean, let the man eat.
See? Let the bloke have a snack in peace, and then if he's not paying it back, just say, oh, hey, by the way, you've eaten $40 worth of snacks, mate. You should probably pay up.
Can you really have a cop who steals in your ranks.
Oh, my God.
That's the debate.
God.
And the illegal cameras and stuff. It's
Let's
wild,
Let's attend
isn't it?
To the real crimes first, shall we, in Longreach? I'm sure they've got some crimes of some real crime that needs to be taken care of.
Obviously not.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
All right, producer Stephen, news around Kanye West. What is going on?
You're all
right. He's reactivated the socials. And I think the internet's undecided on whether we're uncancelling Kanye West. So basically...
So, yeah, he's back, right, on Instagram, right?
Yeah, he's posted on his Insta a picture of, like, the cover art, I suppose, of the movie 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And he's written a bit of a post. I'll read it out to you guys. He said, "Watching Jonah Hill in 21 Jump Street made me like Jewish people again. No one should take anger against one or two individuals and transform that into hatred towards millions of innocent people. No Christian can be labelled anti-Semitic knowing Jesus is Jew. Thank you, Jonah Hill. I love you." That's so
oh
that's
my
what he's
God.
Posted.
Oh, God.
So now, collectively, the world must just...
Forgive him?
Forgive Kanye West and then just love Jonah Hill all over again? What is this about?
The comments are so funny, hey? Like, the people on there, like, future history books will talk about how Jonah Hill saved hip-hop with a movie he was in 11 years ago. I'm getting, "Thank you, Jonah Hill, I love you" tattooed on me. Like, people are just loving it, hey? Kanye's so funny. The thing that's the funniest about this situation is that he's 100% serious. Like, he's posted this. There's no tongue-in-cheek. There's no, like, satire to it. He's 100% serious. And, I don't know.
He's delusional.
He is.
Now, this, though, is only the beginning when it comes to, like, Kanye West and his... all of his bans on social media being lifted, right? This is the first post we're going to see of many, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, he goes through periods. Like, if you guys don't follow Kanye West...
Oh, I follow Kanye West.
Yeah, okay. So he'll post probably, like, in the space of 3 hours, he'll post, like, 10 posts on Instagram, and then 30 minutes later, all of them are deleted.
Yeah, he'll delete them all.
Yeah,
that's
so
weird.
So he never has more than kind of, like, a dozen posts on his Instagram at a time.
It's like Kanye West doesn't understand the concept of a screenshot. We've all got receipts,
yeah,
mate.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right. And also, well, I think what you have to remember with Kanye West is that he released this song with no irony whatsoever.
Boop-dee-doo-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
Can
he
I tell
put
you?
That out and went, "That's a good song, that."
You know why he wrote... I told producer Stephen this the other day. Do you know why he wrote those lyrics over that beat? It's because Drake was going to pay him millions upon millions of dollars for the beat, and Kanye West was like, "I don't need your money, so I'm just going to write an absolute rubbish song lyrically and put it..." It's a good beat. Horrendous lyrics, though.
Absolute stinker.
So he's just like... Kanye West is just out to hate on everyone at the moment, except Jonah Hill.
What are we saying, though, guys? Are we allowed to listen to him again, or do I need to keep him off the Spotify?
I mean, if Gold Digger comes on in the club, I am hitting that D floor hard. You can't stop me.
I tend to agree.
I think that's the area, but you can still hate him and think he's a knob.
Oh, he's an absolute knob, but makes great music.
That's the exact judgment. New FM.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
So, Tyler, of course, you voted on Saturday. I did it last week.
Yeah, I went on Saturday.
Everything smooth sailing.
Yeah, but I went to Waratah West Public, which is not far from where I live.
Yeah.
No democracy sausage.
Do they have, like, hamburgers or something instead?
Nothing.
No hot food?
No cakes.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me right.
What is going on?
Don't know.
Did you inquire?
Well, no, I felt a bit rude.
4967-4105, if anyone knows what the heck went on there.
What if all the PNC parents were busy with the kids, maybe? I don't
Surely
know.
Some organisation, like, nearby knows, like, wants to make a dollar?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something's going on there in Waratah. Spooky, that is.
I know, and I was without a sausage. It's not happy about that.
Hey, look, from one food topic to another, next, one of the great food debates of our time. If you know food, We need your input up next.
Now, Crevo, you and I, we both consider ourselves foodies.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk every day we come in, what did you cook last night? Yeah. Where'd you eat out? Yep. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we love it. Yeah. And we do love a little cheese board here and there too, right?
Charcuterie boards are my vibe.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, if that was my last meal, I'd be happy.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe. I can only really I've got to be sparing with my charcuterie boards because famously I've got severe gut problems.
Oh, that's right.
And cured meats and cheese right up there with the things I shouldn't be eating.
But you still do.
But I'll eat it anyway because it's the best thing ever. But we got chatting about the best crackers.
Yes, of course.
What good durable crackers you need to have with a hard cheese or a soft cheese as well, right? And ones
and
that are going to
ones
that are going to last in the dip. And you mentioned to me that you're a Ritz kind of guy.
Ritz? Jats,
you
mean.
You're a Jats kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I'm... Yeah, no, sorry, my bad. And I'm Ritz. Who picks Jats?
Well, Jats is far more durable and it has a better crunch to it. Ritz is crumbly, like some piece of, chalk that's been left in the rain. And it's too sweet as well.
No, Ritz are the best. And that's the best part about a Ritz is that it's crumbly and soft. And you just take one small bite and it just melts in your mouth.
If I wanted fairy floss on a charcuterie board, I would put it there. I do not want that in my cracker.
A Ritz is way better.
Sorry, it's not.
It is.
It's Jats. Anyone that thinks Ritz is better needs to get their head checked.
You reckon?
You are a bit ill this morning. You're a bit sickly and unwell.
A bit snotty, yeah.
Well, check your temperature, because if you think Ritz is better, you're wrong.
I'll check my temperature. It's bang on.
Okay.
Because the Ritz is the far superior cheese board biggie.
It's Jats. All right, we can't decide. You and I are butting heads on this one. 4967-4105. Are you Ritz? Incorrect. Or are you Jats? Team Crevo, correct.
You can't manipulate people into thinking what
they
want.
You can't
say, are you Ritz, but that's incorrect.
I didn't say that.
You did.
You just heard it in your
own
mind.
You're gaslighting me now.
I didn't say it.
4967-4105. Ritz v Jats, of course. Best callers will go in the draw to win 2 tickets to the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park in Newcastle to see the brand new production, The Party. Now, this is going to be a big old party. If you want tickets to the Spiegel Tent, call now with your thoughts. Ritz v Jats. What is better? We need Newcastle to settle this debate once and for all.
New FM. And Ritz versus Jats, one of the great food debates of our time, is now on your radio.
Because Ritz are way better. They are the superior cheese board bicky.
Ritz are so weak and crumbly.
No.
And they're too sweet.
They melt in your mouth.
The
sweetness.
Famously, that's what you want, a melting cracker.
Yeah, it's
good. That's just stale.
And also, too, the sweetness of the Ritz saves you money on quince paste.
All they've done is get some Jats, add some sugar and leave them out so they go a bit soggy.
No, that is not the case at all. Ritz are way better.
Before we go to the phones, let's get producer Stephen in, if we may, to get your thoughts on this as well, because I feel like an extra vote is always handy, right?
You know what my thought is, and you're just throwing Tyler under the bus. I'm a big Jats man.
Thank you.
Oh, how dare you? You're both dead to me.
I feel like Ritz are just weird. They're kind of weirdly sweet. I don't know.
Thank you.
It's like a savoury biscuit.
Yeah,
but,
you're saving money on quince paste. You don't need the sweetness from that. You just whack a bit of brie cheese on there and you're good to go.
No good.
Oh, whatever.
Let's go to the phones. Belinda first. How are you?
Hello. Yeah, there's a real crackle in this line. Is it okay?
Yeah,
not?
You're good. Yeah, good. Yeah, we can hear you loud
just
and clear.
Speaking of crackers, what's your favourite?
Okay, all right. I've always thought I was a Jats kind of girl, but I had Ritz the other day with my girlfriend, my best friend on her front veranda with everything, the works, had salami and everything, and I'm hooked on Ritz now.
She's converted.
Okay, one for Team Tyler. I don't know about that.
Very much.
I'm suspicious.
See, this woman just knows.
You just called your mate and
she
said,
likes.
Call up the radio.
I did not.
Righto.
Let's go to Brenda next in Ashtonfield. Hey, Brenda.
Hey.
Now, tell us, Ritz or Jats? What's your preference?
Oh, definitely Jats.
Oh.
Thank you. Common sense. Because what's wrong with Ritz? Top three things.
you can dunk a jet, like yeah, you were saying. Ritz are just soggy.
Yes, soggy old things, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, you stick one of them for a dip of coffee and you lose it. But you can jets a few times.
Who's?
And
then sorry, Brenda.
Jets all in one piece.
Hang on, Brenda.
Brenda.
Who's dipping cheese crackers in a coffee?
Oh, well, I don't know. Someone that's out there is probably weird. I've done it.
You've done it?
It's obviously you. I feel like that was
that
a whole
took a turn.
That was a whole separate phoner. That's what weird thing do you dip your savoury crackers
your coffee.
Into?
Well, let's go to Katie to wrap this up. Hello, Katie.
Where the hell are the Clicks? Clicks are the go-to. Come on, guys. What are
even,
you talking about?
What even is a Clicks?
What even is a Ritz?
Oh, Ritz, Katie, don't come for me. Ritz is so much better. And I'm fighting a losing battle here. I was hoping you were going to back me here,
not
Katie.
Not a chance.
Don't even know what a Clicks is.
Nah, you got to get onto them, Tyler. Forget the Ritz, go to the Clicks.
That was, once again, a different phoner. What other biscuits are there out there? We're doing that next week.
Yeah, everyone's just hijacking it today. Oh, well, that didn't really settle it, though, did it?
No. All the votes were for me, I'm pretty sure.
Whatever.
Thank you for a great Monday.
And a shout out to Christine from Cameron Park, who has just scored herself two tickets to the Spiegel Tent at Civic Park in Newcastle to see their brand new production, The Party.
Congratulations.
Be the best caller for today. Have a great Monday.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye.